Alrighty, gather around, folks. Today, we're going on a whimsical yet insightful journey into the world of bruises. Yes, bruises. Those colorful, sometimes mysterious marks that pop up on our skin, making us wonder, hey, where did you come from? So, what's the story behind a bruise? Picture this. You're happily walking along, maybe humming a tune, and then, bam, you bump into the corner of a table. Ouch! That's a ticket to Bruiseville, my friends. But here's the curious part. Sometimes these bruises just show up like uninvited guests at a party, without any clear reason. Spooky, right? Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of how a bruise is born. When you bump into something, your body, in its infinite wisdom, starts pooling blood under the skin. This is because the tiny blood vessels under there get a bit roughed up and start leaking. Initially, your bruise might look like a red badge of honor, but soon it morphs into a purple-blue masterpiece. And then it goes all greenish-yellow. It's like a rainbow of out. The star of this show is hemoglobin, a protein in our red blood cells that loves to carry oxygen around. When it's partying with oxygen, it's a deep, dark red. But when it decides to mingle with carbon dioxide, it changes color, adding to the bruise's fascinating color palette. But wait, there's more. Sometimes bruises are like mysteries waiting to be solved. They can pop up without any bumps or oopsies. This can be due to health stuff like blood disorders or even some medications that make us more bruisey. Our friend Terry Foster, a big shot in the Emergency Nurses Association in 2023, advises that if you're sporting a mystery bruise, it's wise to chat with a healthcare pro. It could be a sign of something more than just a clumsy encounter with furniture. Speaking of health, some conditions like thrombocytopenia, where your body is running low on platelets, the little guys that help your blood clot, can make you bruise easily. And let's not forget medications. Some painkillers, blood thinners, and even supplements can make your skin more prone to bruising. Most bruises are just passing clouds in the sky of our health. They hang around for a couple of weeks and then, poof, they're gone. But if they stick around longer, it might be your body waving a flag saying, hey, something's up. In the grand finale, remember, bruises aren't just battle scars from our adventures. They're like little stories our bodies tell us, sometimes about a funny mishap, and sometimes about something more. They remind us to be mindful of how we interact with our world and when to seek advice from those in the know. So keep your eyes peeled for those sneaky corners and take care of yourselves. And remember, if bruises or any health concerns have you puzzled, it's always a good move to check in with a healthcare pro. Stay curious, stay safe, and keep dancing through life. But maybe watch out for those pointy tables and chairs, okay? And that's the colorful tale of bruises for you. Stay tuned for more health mysteries unraveled in our next chat. Thanks for dropping by.